independent organization that can't be bought or sold and will do the work necessary to be free.
You are listening to another edition of Block Report Radio with the Minister of Information, JR. Today, we're going to be talking to Charlotte O'Neill, a.k.a. Mama C, who many of you may know if you know the history of the Black Panther Party. You may have heard of Charlotte O'Neill and Pete O'Neill, who have been in exile in Arusha, Tanzania, for over three decades. Now, Mama C is in the Bay Area. She is an internationally known musician, and we're doing this interview so that we can get an update as to what's going on at home in the motherland, as well as to see what she has going on in the United States. How are you, Mama C?
I'm doing great, brother. So happy to be here in the Bay Area again. I love the community spirit here.
Well, we're happy to have you. Well, Mama C, for the people who know nothing about the Black Panther history of you and your husband, Pete O'Neill, can you give us a brief history of your time in the Black Panther Party and how you met your husband, as well as how you guys ended up in Arusha, Tanzania?
I would love to do that, brother. We were both members of the Kansas City chapter of the Black Panther Party. Brother Pete was the chairman and founder of the Kansas City chapter. I found out about the party when I was 17 years old and joined when I was 18. And that's how I met Brother Pete, when I joined the Black Panther Party. The thing that drew me so much to the party was the community programs, you know, feeding hundreds of children in Kansas City alone every day. We were feeding 750 children a day, brother. Most of us were teenagers, you know, and this just fired me up. And then we, after Brother Pete was one of the leaders who, because of COINTELPRO, he called a case, we decided to leave and thought we were coming back in two years. Well, it was 20 years before I came back. And he, because he was convicted of this case, it was carrying a gun across state line, which would have been 5 years, and he had another case that was another 5 years. And you know, in those days, once the leaders were in, they would pile up more and more charges against them, and the police continually told him he would only come out in a box. Well, we went to Algeria and worked with the international section of the Black Panther Party with Brother Cleaver and Kathleen and our DC and Setawayo and Sekul Dinga and all of our comrades, and several of them, you know, have passed away recently.
Right, Setawayo and DC.
Brother,
right?
Set and Brother DC. But you know, their spirit will always continue, and their spirit and the spirit of the party continues in the work that we do. The community work that we did as members of the Black Panther Party continues to inform everything that we do as members of United African Alliance Community Center. This is based in Arusha, Tanzania, but because of our Heal the Community Exchange program, we're able to work with and affect youth from all over the world, including here in America. At UAACC, United African Alliance Community Center, we have daily classes for youth and elders in our community. Right now, we have 150 youth who come there every day for classes in language and music production, video production, fashion and design, computer studies, sports, yoga. We feel like art is one of the greatest means of empowering youth. They're able to find their voices like that. They're able to learn a vocation that can help them financially. We also, my husband established the Leaders of Tomorrow Children's Home 2 years ago, and we're raising 22 children. Some of them are orphans. Some of them come from very poor, financially poor circumstances. And we're educating these children. They live with us. They're like our grandchildren. And this is one of the reasons that I'm here on this Heal the Community tour, besides spreading the peace and love and the spirit of volunteerism that we think is essential to healing all of our communities. My mission this time, brother, is to raise enough funds to get a bus, a bus for these children, these 22 children that right now we're having to squeeze into our van like sardines in a can. I am determined to get this bus, and it's a reconditioned bus that comes out of Japan, and they send it to the port in Mombasa. So that's also one of the things that we're planning to do. We're having fundraisers in New York. We're going to have one in San Diego at World Beat Center, also in Atlanta and Kansas City and Seattle. So we're on the move, brother.
That's what's up.
Keeping the spirit alive. And it's so beautiful to see so many. You know, I work with a lot of hip-hop artists in East Africa. And hip-hop there is being used as a tool for upliftment, for education. The youth there have taken it back to where it used to be, you know. So I'm very, very happy to spread the word about these youth also, who really are keeping the spirit of the Panther alive. And you'll notice in their lyrics, they're always talking about our Panther heroes and Marcus Garvey. And I tell you, they know, a lot of them know more about the history of the struggle here and around the world than a lot of the youth here, you know. And that astonishes me.
Well, I just wanted to also interject that for the people that listen to hip hop here, you are the Mama C that M1 talks about when he talks about Mama C, Mama Akua, and Malcolm Garvey Huey, the New Day of Prayer song. So, you know, I think that the message is definitely going worldwide. It's a very Pan-African message of Panther power that's going across the world. But I wanted to back up a little bit. You talked a little bit about you and Brother Pete O'Neill being a part of the international section of the Black Panther Party,
mm-hmm.
and the former Black Panther Party taking two major losses within the last year.
Yes.
That being the passing of Cetshwayo, as well as the passing recently of DC, who was also in exile in France.
Mm-hmm.
And Cetshwayo, I believe, was in Zambia.
Yes.
What is their legacies now that they've passed away? Many people didn't know that there was even an international section of the Black Panther Party, but with you being a member of it, can you speak to what is the legacy of these two members of the Black Panther Party's international section, as well as exile community?
I think one of the greatest legacies that Brother Set and Brother DC left, and that all Panthers were taught, was the fact that we're a part of the international community. I think their legacy of building solidarity among all poor and oppressed people across the planet is a legacy that is very worthy and that will continue in the things that we share with youth and the things that are being passed down. This is something that was emphasized in the international section of the Black Panther Party. You know, it was in Algeria. And there were liberation movements from all over the world there. There was the ANC, there was SWAPO, there was FRELIMO, the North Vietnamese, the North Koreans. And everyone looked at each other as comrades, as brothers and sisters. And this is what we were taught as Panthers. You know, it's something when you look at some of the news media, the way they depicted us back in the day as being a racist organization, when we were anything but that. That was in the forefront of everything that we did, was building international solidarity. That is a very important legacy that Brother Set and that Brother DC have left.
For those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to the voice of Charlotte O'Neill, aka Mama C, fresh from Arusha, Tanzania, where her family is in exile, and she is here with the Heal the Community Tour. How does your music play a part in your Panther legacy? What part does art play in the legacy of the Black Panther Party? I know that Emery Douglas recently spent some time in Arusha, Tanzania.
Yeah.
But what part does art play? A lot of times we know about the guns, we know about the free breakfast program, we know about the sickle cell, but we never really talk about the art of the Black Panther Party.
And the art, because we are such a visual people, not only the African-American community here, but people all over the world really relate to the visuals, you know? I think that that is one of the most important ways that you can empower someone, that you can help someone find their own voice, that you can bring up questions and you can even suggest answers. Art is the one thing that everyone can relate to, and I always mention historical facts and spread peace and love in my music and my poetry. And this is one of the things that I intend to do this Friday, March 18th at the East Bay Jazz Workshop. And I hope many people come out for this. It's at 6604 San Pablo Avenue near Alcatraz in Oakland. And I'll be screening excerpts from the film A Panther in Africa, which is a documentary about my husband and our work, having a Q&A and jamming with the World Citizen Band and bringing a lot of my poetry and spoken word. You know, I just came off a tour in South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Malawi, where I again saw the power of art, the power of music and poetry and building solidarity through those art forms.
Last but not least, let me just ask you real quick about Libya. What is your impression of what's going on in Libya, as well as the possible NATO invasion of an African country?
Well, brother, you know, if what you look at on CNN and all these sites, you know, you don't know what's going on. And it seems to me like, again, this is just the dirty tricks of the Western alliance. You know, it's happening again. It's a historical fact that keeps happening over and over and over and over again. And the only way that I can see that could help is if people raise their voices against this and try to find out about the truth of what's going on there. And I say power to the people, both in Libya, and to the poor and oppressed people all around the world. Let's build international solidarity. Let's build peace and love. We can change the world through peace and love, brother.
No doubt. All power to the people. And can you announce your event this Friday again?
Yes. It's Friday, March 18th from 6 to 9. This is a free of charge, but donations will be appreciated. It's at the East Bay Jazz Workshop, 6604 San Pablo Avenue. That's in Oakland near Alcatraz. I'll be screening excerpts from the award-winning documentary, A Panther in Africa. We'll have a community discussion that includes Q&A, and I'll be jamming with the World Citizen Band, also bringing some of my spoken word and some of my original music. Kari Booney, y'all, that means you're very welcome.
Well, thank you, and Kara Booney, you know, thank you for teaching me that African word.
Yes.
And thanks again, Mama C, Charlotte O'Neill, for coming and speaking with us right here on the air. And, you know, I want to just say rest in power to DC, Cox, as well as Setchwayo Tabor. And all power to the people, to you and the oppressed peoples too. And how do people stay up with you online?
They can find us on our website. They can Google my name, Charlotte O'Neill, or Pete O'Neill. We're both also on Facebook. We share a lot of the information about the tour on Facebook and about some of the work that we're doing, including video clips and pictures, and or they can Google United African Alliance Community Center. And thank you for having me, brother. It's always good to talk with you, and I just honor the work that you all continue to do in the community and the example that y'all set. You still representing, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you, and you know, I feel like I have good teachers like you and some of your comrades, so I appreciate it too.
All right, brother.
Well, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Asante sana. That means thank you.
Asante sana.
Okay.
You were just listening to the voice of Charlotte O'Neill, Mama C, with the Minister of Information, JR, as she talked about being an outlaw and living in exile, her and her Black Panther husband, Pete O'Neill, as well as the current work that they do in Arusha, Tanzania, and her comrades who recently transitioned, that being DC Cox and Setchwayo Tabor. I am the Minister of Information, JR, signing off for BlockReportRadio.com on Hard Knock Radio.